When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Question: are you disappointed with the Phils' offseason so far, yes or no? I expect most people to say yes. I'm actually in the no category. I don't think they need to make all these massive changes the way some people do, but a lot of people were of that mindset when the season ended, and obviously to this point they have not done much. Let's go to the phones. But it's still somewhat early. Not totally early, but somewhat early in the offseason. Gary in Whitehall right now with Jason Kelce in the studio. Good morning, Gary.
Yo, what's going on, morning team? How you doing, Jason?
It sounds like you're doing great, Gary.
It's beautiful. And I love the over-the-top comment there. I still, all the years I've been doing this, I haven't seen anybody doing arm curls while they're driving. So there's that.
It's probably good.
But anyway, and I am a 92%er.
I love
the show. I love the podcast. It's awesome.
And thank you, Gary.
Don't get this the wrong way. I don't want to have a beer with you, Jason. I want to sit down and drink the whole cake with you.
All right.
So let's go.
Let's go.
So, but anyway, first things first, Philly's comment. I am totally disappointed with Dave Dombrowski and sitting on my hands and not doing a damn thing. No, you're going to drown on that island because the water is going to overtake you.
Well, look, Gary, I think they've got a really good team. I think he wants to make some changes, but there's a couple issues. One, if you're going to trade Boehm, you got to get value back for him. And two, and this is almost a ridiculous problem to have, there's not many places you can slide a new player in. I mean, the guys you got are who. I mean, I know James broached the idea of Bryce back to right field. It's very unlikely, and he acknowledged that. Bryce is your first baseman. Stott's your second baseman. I know a lot of us would like to have a different shortstop, making less money and put that money elsewhere. Trey is your shortstop. JT is your catcher. So, you know, you're talking about a limited number of spots that you can improve, which, by the way, is a sign of having a really good team. I mean, they won 97 freaking games, and people act like they got to make these massive overhaul. And it's insanity.
But you can't bring back the same thing.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
The problem is we're bringing back a great team. Juan Soto's coming back to the Mets, and everyone thinks that our team's not as great,
Gary,
because Juan Soto's going back
part
to
of
the
it.
Nets.
There's a that's right, but I'll say this. There's only one guy that can't be a starter that was a starter. Rojas.
Yeah.
The only one.
Just real quick to correct you. They won 95 games. Not
95, sorry.
95.
Okay. I mean, Rojas is the only
Rojas
one.
Out, and
that's
I feel good about this roster.
Yeah.
I love the fact that it feels like we're an all-star team at the plate. That people fear our lineup.
But
what?
They except are, for but Rojas. They are, but they are
as
beatable.
As soon as the playoffs
their,
happen, no one fears our lineup. They can't wait to face
it. It depends what they put out there. Anyway.
Put out a bunch of guys who chase, and pitchers are super psyched to throw the ball.
I know. But
throw
those same guys,
and have the guys chase
But those
them.
Same guys almost got it in 22 and 23. I mean, in 23, until game three of the NLCS.
It's gotten worse and worse and worse.
I understand that.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, give me an answer, my man. Who or what surprised you?
Okay, but real quick on the Eagles, all this stuff gets swept under the rug. We got to prepare for our football game on Sunday.
Yeah.
So enough of it up. And since I won last week, the Kevin Hart tickets, which I really appreciated.
Good.
I loved it. I'm going to go with WIP setting up a geek and a jock for all these numbers of years. You guys are doing an awesome job.
And I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
He said WIP setting up a geek and a jock for all these years. You're doing a great job.
I don't call Richie a geek. Come on, that ain't freaking right.
I just don't think that's that surprising. Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get those ears cleaned.
Wait, all I
it
heard
is wild.
The
man.
Only thing I heard him say was WIP, and then I couldn't hear anything
it's
else
not,
in that sentence.
We all hear it. Everyone hears it. But you. Constantly.
Jason, did you hear that sentence?
I will admit, I did not know what the geek and jock thing. I heard.
But you heard the words.
I heard the words.
Okay. Heard the, yeah, that's the
I
key.
Didn't, I couldn't differentiate what geek and jock, what that, those words were, and then I did hear them at the
but
end.
But you are hearing. You are a hearing human. Joe is not.
I struggle.
Joe is not a hearing adult.
It's like my dad.
This happens every day.
I mean, yeah. Okay. And look, I mean, three deaf aunts and uncles in my family. Maybe there's a...
It's on the horizon.
And I think he's deafening himself every day.
They're born deaf. So
oh, wow.
I've always wondered if... My mom had three deaf siblings. I've wondered if I have less hearing than John Ritchie.
You do have less
because,
hearing
you know,
well, you get
I
that
do.
Stuff checked?
Have you ever had it tested?
Yeah.
Not like, that I know. Not
why
as an
don't
adult.
You think
that's
doctor?
An oversight
I think they can
on
tell
your
you
part?
Maybe as a baby.
They absolutely can tell you what level your hearing is at.
How about this? You ready? I don't really care.
Obviously.
Okay. Well,
you know
Joe,
why? Because I just heard you say
you've always wondered. You're contradicting yourself.
Yeah.
You said, I've always wondered if
what
my hearing's there.
You
and now you're saying,
wonder.
I don't care.
Yeah, but I'm a busy guy, Jason. Thank
you.
Within 2 seconds, you just
all.
Completely opposite sides of things.
No, I care, but I don't care enough for a three-hour doctor appointment.
Well, we care.
You do talk radio for a living, which means you wear headphones. Hearing is kind of critical.
It's a little bit like jailing, though. I can get by by just handing the ball off, you know? Doesn't matter if I'm that good at it.
Okay.
215. Sorry, 215-592-9494. All right, it's 94 WIP, HD1 Philadelphia, as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Jason Kelsey with us. All right, we're giving away tickets tomorrow at this time, 8 o'clock tomorrow. We give away tickets to the Eagles and Steelers. Let's give you another name right now so you can win tickets tomorrow on the program.
And the name is...
All right, we give you a current or former Eagle, and we give you the name right now of Terrell Owens.
Leaning in.
Seltzer, you went there.
You know the theme this week.
I can probably guess the name
We're
tomorrow.
Not supposed to say...
Why would we be bringing up T.O. this week?
Why, oh why, would we do something like that? All right, so know the name we said Tuesday and Wednesday, and now on this Thursday, the name T.O., so no for tomorrow. Those three names plus one more we'll give you tomorrow at 8. And with the four names, you can win tickets tomorrow at 8 o'clock to see the Eagles and Steelers.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, let's give you a chance to hear from AJ and from Jalen Hurts. They both talked fairly extensively yesterday about everything. I mean, there's been a lot going on, obviously. I think they both did a really good job of trying to simmer the thing down, which is good. Even though I really, quite candidly... did not fully believe A.J. Brown, but he did a good job, in my opinion, saying what he said to try to defuse things. Let's listen to A.J. first. He was offered the opportunity to clarify on where his relationship, him and Jalen, stands. And, of course, after what Brandon Graham had said, here's what A.J. said yesterday.
BG is just being BG. He's emotional. In that case, he just misspoke. You know, me and Jalen are good. He's BG, guys. So everybody loves BG. You know, he's speaking from the heart. You know, he's just giving his perception of something from the outside. So.
He's around you guys all the time, though. Yeah. Could you see where there might be a misperception based on?
I think that's what everybody, I think that's what the world did.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You know, they perceived what I said about passing and felt like it was an attack on Jalen. And I think that's what he did. You know, me and Jalen's relationship is personal. So, I mean, so yeah, I see that.
All right, so that's AJ yesterday. Now, he talked a few different times about the passing comment. Let's listen to what he said when he talked fairly extensively about what he meant more on the passing answer the other day.
Well, it was a passing game. Like, how does the passing game have to improve? Like, what do you guys need to do?
To go into detail, like last game, it was protection. It was picking up a block. It was maybe reads on Jalen's part. It was us getting open quicker or being where we need to be. You know, and it's a timing thing. You know, and it's not saying like the sky's falling with our passing game, but just something to bring awareness to focus on it and to triple down on it to get better in the moment where we have. You know, I was a little frustrated. It's the Panthers. Not saying they're a bad football team, but you know, we go out here and try to dominate, and that wasn't a dominant performance. We know the players we have in this locker room, and we talk about the things that we want to do, and that wasn't what we're capable of. And not saying everything has to go perfect every single game, because we know, you know, it plays different every single time, but that's not what we talk about. And I only said what I said because it was like self-inflicted. If somebody making a play, you know, kudos to them. They're in the NFL too, you know. But if it's self-inflicted, definitely gonna speak up about it, and we definitely gonna try to correct those mistakes and move forward.
All right, AJ, yesterday, and he talked. There was a lot going on there. John, you know my thing. I applaud him for the way he approached it yesterday, but
no,
I don't think you do.
Because
no, I
you
do.
Say you don't believe him.
I don't believe him.
So what else does he need to say?
He doesn't need
for
to say
you to believe him.
Nothing. You don't need to say anything for me to believe. I didn't believe Sirianni when he acted like there's no big deal here.
So you still believe that we run the ball in large part,
of course,
because the quarterback can't throw the ball well enough.
Because the quarterback is not as good as others at throwing the ball, and there's a great rushing attack. Yes, I do believe that. I think I told you 2 months ago, I thought they were playing, they were a little bit of Hyde and Jalen. So, I still believe that. I know you don't believe
so
it.
It's so incredibly frustrating that after he says he's talking about the passing game, you say, no, he's talking
but
about
Jalen.
John, nobody believes him.
Nobody believes
him.
Really?
He wasn't talking about his route. He wasn't talking about
it
his route running. He wasn't
game.
Talking about the offensive lineman's blocking.
Said passing.
I mean, come on.
It's passing. It's passing. It's more than Jalen. It's him.
Two. So,
it's Jalen.
If I said running, if I answered a question after that and I said running game,
yep.
Would you guys think I was talking about the running back?
Depends what had happened in the game. What happened in this game is A.J. Brown was repeatedly open and the quarterback didn't throw him the ball.
And he was frustrated.
And that happens in every game.
I don't think he was talking about Landon Dickerson, and I don't think he was talking about his own route running.
Well, you definitely talking about the offensive line. I think that there's a reason he said passing game initially in the heat of the moment. Do I think there was frustrations with Jalen and things that happened in the game that I think he was missed? Probably. But I also think that he probably meant it as a whole. Like, I think that usually when the running game isn't going well, you're frustrated with the running game, and you know if a guy isn't living up to like a level of it, whether it's an offensive lineman or a running back is missing holes, and you know that in your head. But you're more concerned when the whole thing is struggling about all of it. And, you know, for the run game to go, I got to think it's, I don't know as much about the passing game, but I think that there's so much more nuance as to like how things are being called, how things are being blocked, what the other team is doing. Are we doing the right thing? I think that the frustrations in that moment probably were high because of some of the things that happened in the game. But I think there were probably other things that happened in the game that people aren't pointing out, that he knows, that Jalen know, that the coaches know. I think I think there's a reason it was broad. So I don't think we're giving him enough credit in that facet as well.
Okay. But. Well, look, I give him credit for how he handled it yesterday. I thought it was a very wise course of action to try to diminish his prior comments and just try to move on. Yeah. I also give Jalen a lot of credit for how he publicly handled it yesterday. Let's listen to Jalen Hurts yesterday at the podium, because of course he was going to be asked about his relationship with A.J. Brown. Here's Jalen yesterday.
Jalen, there's been a lot of talk this week about your relationship with A.J. Obviously, I'll have to put Brandon Graham said. Just wonder if you want to offer up any clarity on the situation.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Did you two talk after Brandon's comment?
We've spoken. I think in the end, Brandon, B.G., we're calling him Brandon, B.G. knows he spoke out of place, and he knows that.
All right, so, you know, there's a lot in there, obviously, with the way all these guys handled it, but I thought they did a good job. Listen, Jason, you've been around Eagles turmoil and crisis since you were drafted here. I mean,
I've been a part of it.
You have. I mean, your early years, you saw people saying, fire Andy. You've seen the Chip Kelly thing. You've seen the Riley Cooper thing. Yeah. You saw Doug and Carson.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw Deshaun in, Deshaun out, Deshaun back in.
Yeah.
This one was very unique, though, because, look, it's the longest winning streak they've ever had, tied for the longest, and it's so odd to have what was Sunday night, Monday, Tuesday. It's starting to simmer down now. But in the midst of a 9-game winning streak, this one was odd.
Yeah. No, I think that, usually when you're winning, people don't voice complaints.
How big a distraction is this for this week, though, Jason?
Again, I still think, back to what we were talking about earlier, I think this is going to be a positive. I think it's, you know, at the end of the day, when everybody's, you know, trying to draw you apart and you're winning, you tend to kind of say, you know, screw all these outside people thinking they know us. And I think you kind of go more that route and it galvanizes you guys together.
Great.
And personally, I think that they're going to correct things that need to get corrected even more so. Like, I think they're going to really iron out some, like, how do we, and it's not, you know, it's not about appeasing A.J. Brown. It's about how are we going to make the passing game better? Because clearly our players want that to be improved. And I think they're, as with everything with coaches, the more time and energy and thought you put into, you know, improving that category, the more time the players put their thought and mindset into it, when they're, you know, when they're going to bed, what are they thinking about? Are they, you know, I think all that stuff really matters. And now that there's so much attention on it, I think it's going to be improved.
Right.
That's a great point.
We'll get back to more of that. Plus what Sirianni said yesterday. Dick Vermeil joins us at 8:40. Jordan Mulata, Vermeil, 8:40 today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, that's one, we were at the, oh my gosh.
Otho Davis.
Otho Davis, thank you. Yeah. We were at that banquet and there's just, you just realize you miss when you're retired, listening to coaches talk, Like, there's something about a coach talking.
Him in particular.
Him in particular.
My God.
I mean, I was ready to run through a wall.
Exactly.
In the freaking, like, room.
He's so inspirational.
It was
and he puts his hand on your shoulder, and you can feel electricity coming through you.
It's so obvious to see why he was such a phenomenal coach.
Yeah, I agree.
Still.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.